tell. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi on Sunday amid ongoing violence and anti-government demonstrations in the capital that saw one protester shot dead. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been worse. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports Khan praised first responders.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Albania's Prime Minister is asking the international community for financial aid and expert assistance following last week's earthquake. U.S. and European Union civil engineers are working with local experts in Albania to assess the damage. Thousands of people are taking to the streets of Hong Kong under the watch of riot police to demand more democracy and an investigation into the use of force to suppress the six-month-long anti-government demonstrations. The protesters want to keep pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the accident. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing two deadlines from Congress. This as Democrats prepare to shift the focus of their impeachment inquiry from fact-finding to the consideration of possible charges of misconduct over his dealings with Ukraine. Mr. Trump has been given until 2300 UTC today to say whether he or his legal counsel will participate in an impeachment hearing on Wednesday. He also faces a Friday deadline to say whether he intends to mount a defense at further proceedings expected next week that would examine the evidence against him. Wintry weather in the U.S. is causing travel headaches on one of the busiest travel days of the year. The system has been trekking across the northern U.S. and is expected to hit New York City today. New York City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia says they are preparing for whatever may come.
This is a system that has 2 inches of rain in it and has hit the West and the Midwest very strongly. If the freezing line is to our south, we're going to get a lot more snow. If it's to our north, we're going to have a rainy day.
The storm hits as millions of Americans plan to travel as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend comes to an end. This is one of the biggest Christmas shopping weekends of the year in the U.S. AP's Julie Walker has more.
All that online shopping may have helped thin the crowds at some of the stores and malls on Black Friday when people were filling their online carts with phones, computers, and other electronics. A record was also set for Thanksgiving Day online sales, which hit $4.2 billion. But the biggest ever online sales day was last year's Cyber Monday, and Adobe Analytics expects this Monday's online sales to reach $9.4 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
A tiny wooden relic that some Christians believe to be part of Jesus' manger has arrived in its permanent home in Bethlehem. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Young Palestinian scouts played bagpipes, and cheerful crowds greeted the ornately encased relic with fanfare. The silver reliquary holding the thumb-sized wooden piece was then taken to the Franciscan Church of St. Catherine, next to the Church of Nativity, the West Bank holy site where tradition says Jesus was born. The return of the relic by the Vatican was a spirit-lifting moment for the Palestinians, a small minority of whom are Christian. It coincides with Advent, a four-week period leading up to Christmas. Troubled Bethlehem in the Israeli-occupied West Bank is preparing for the occasion, where pilgrims from around the world flock to the city. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol.